ओम जनकनंदस्य जनार्दनशलाकाय चक्षुस्मिलितान्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदामायं तदक्षि सहस्रदन्तिकम् वंशकौपत्रुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यैः पतितनं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर द इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड नॉलेज एंड आल्सो एब्सेंट हियर यस आई एम ट्राइंग आल्सो Thank you to His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. This verse. O my Lord, O Krishna, O Son of Nanda Maharaj. Previous verse, Mahaprabhu is referring to the Son of Nanda Maharaj as Jagadish. So something more intimate here. We are moving towards Braja by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, the controller of the Jagat, of this material world, and now the son of Nanda Maharaj. I am your eternal servant. In other words, I am yours, eternally in the past, in the present, and forever, I am yours. It's a big commitment. The alternative to being an eternal servant of Krishna is the seemingly eternal attempt to be the master. And the attempt to be the master lands us in this ocean of material existence. The attempt to be the master is the essence of ahankar, or false ego, a false sense of who we are. And it places us in competition, direct competition with Krishna. And of course, if we are competing with Krishna, we know who will win and who will lose. Now, maybe there's a hint in that. I am in the material world. Why? Because of my own fruit of activities. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj quoted, Bhoga Vansha Kari. That means I have acted on my desires to enjoy, which is the essence of the master mentality, and it is the essence of why we end up in the very turbulent ocean of material existence. And in the ocean of material existence, we are continually being bitten by other living entities. There is so much pain. There is so much disturbance. And it is important to remember, for me to remember, what material existence actually means. There is a little joke that's not so funny, but it's to the point, of one man was in the ocean, and he was picked up by what kind of a boat? A lifeboat, that's what it's called. And he was placed in the lifeboat. And the lifeboat wasn't very comfortable. It's a small boat, and it was crowded with other persons who were being saved. And some of them, well, there were so many different ones that it was quite uncomfortable being close to them. Some of them he didn't like. They spoke funny. They had particular habits, and they were pushing and doing this and that. And the food wasn't exactly to his liking. And it was the other people that were really starting to, was disturbing everyone. And everyone on the lifeboat was saying, you know what this person is like? He's like this, and this person's like that, and this person's like this, and this person's like that. So one of this person who is on the lifeboat, they asked him, just imagine, where would you like to be? And when we ask, where would we like to be, we could probably think of 50 billion places we'd like to be more than on the lifeboat, where the climate was better, the waves weren't rocking, this and that, and the other people, especially on the boat. And this person, who perhaps was the only person smiling on the boat, replied, I'd like to be just where I am. What? This difficulty, that difficulty, and what to speak of all those people who you can't quite get along with and don't really like, etc., and have so many habits and desires different from yours. You would like to be nowhere else but on this boat? How is that possible? And he said, I keep on thinking of where I was in the water and what would have happened to me if I stayed in the water. So it's not the kind of joke that we go, ha, 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 so funny. But it is it's a practical joke, but not what we usually think of as a practical joke. It's a practical joke to keep us practically in the boat despite everything. What is our hope if we jump off out of the boat because of one thing or another that we don't like in the boat? But in any case, we should remember, what was the word that means horrible?
Vishame.
It is horrible in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada, otherwise I will tip over. And it is horrible in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada asked, or actually Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once said that if one accepts the simple principle that no situation in the material world can make me happy, and we tend to imagine so many situations in the material world that we think will bring us happiness, possessions, people, this, that, and they're all centered around my own personal selfish enjoyment. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if we actually accept that there is no situation in the material world that can make me happy, actually accept this, a person who has accepted this has taken the greatest step forward in his spiritual life. Because our tendency, as Maharaj Satchinandana said, is to be divided. Half in the boat and half out the boat. This is actually one of the definitions of a neurotic tendency, a mental disease. We're half in, we say yes and no to the same thing simultaneously. But we should remember the shocks and the terrible waves and the other creatures who tend to bite us, and the dangers of the ocean. And we should chant Krishna's names in the association of devotees. Now, the alternative to the material world, which is really what this verse is about, O son of Nanda Maharaj, be causelessly merciful to me, and consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. In other words, engage me as your servant. Give me some service to do. I want to serve you. I no longer want to be competing with all the other living entities of this world as if I was the center, and that the universe should be organized around my pleasure, which is what everyone is thinking in the great frustration of every conditioned soul. But why isn't the universe cooperative with my idea that I am the center of existence? And we can count on the universe and all the people in the universe not cooperating with that desire that I am the center. Not cooperating with our false ego. So finish with that. And now please allow me to be your servant. Allow me to be your servant. And take steps through all the methodologies that we've been hearing about. The chanting, the association with devotees, the Krishna Katha and the association of devotees. And take advantage to progress to being a loving servant in relationship, as our Satchinanda Maharaj is fond of saying many times and again, as the key in chanting is that it should be in relationship with Krishna. The chanting is calling the name of a person, and as we heard yesterday, yatastad vishyamati, that Krishna's intelligence, his consciousness comes to us when we chant. He's wanting to be in relationship, and me, I'm half in, half out, yes, no, I'm not sure, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. When I wake up first thing in the morning, it's no, usually. That's why that story you told about Jayant Gautamaraj. Whatever I say first thing in the morning. I would like to... So let me be an insignificant servant. This one thing happened to me in Vrindavan many, many years ago that it's appropriate to say it now. It's about sort of wanting to be a servant. There was this picture I had on my wall when I was living in the Gurukula building of Krishna. And it was a picture that there were unlimited cows. It was Krishna and there were cows and cows, and the whole frame of the big picture was filled with cows. And I was looking at this picture and suddenly I had this realization or a thought that Krishna had, because the picture had millions of unlimited cows in it. And I thought that Krishna has unlimited servants in Goloka Vrindavan. Unlimited servants. And this is our goal, to go to Goloka Vrindavan and be one of Krishna's unlimited servants. And then I thought, and all the top positions are filled. And then I thought, maybe I'm in the wrong movement. So it is. That's the one we laugh at, but it is actually a very sad joke. Now, if we could just put on the lecture of Prabhupada right now, because all we could ever be is an insignificant servant. But Krishna can relate to all his insignificant servants all at the same time and carry on an individual, personal, ecstatic relationship with every single insignificant servant simultaneously. That is why he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is why, if we compete with him, trying to have everyone relate to us as if we were the center, everyone will just simply end up very upset with us because we cannot satisfy anyone, practically speaking. It is Krishna.
Krishna. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. He is the wealth of our life.
The sound?
Oh, a little bit earlier. A little bit earlier. Start again.
In the forest fire, all the Vrindavan can have it done. Really, we don't very much have faith of the forest fire, Vrindavan, the cows and the cowherd boys and the inhabitants. In fact, we have no other means how to stop. Really, we have to pray to Krishna. Krishna says, so Krishna, Swayara to fire. That is it. That is the fight between Krishna and us. So these defense of Krishna and Krishna's greatness, we can see when we have purified ourselves, Sri Purata Prasad, Parishuddha Bhava. That is it. That is the whole bhakti system means Sri Purata Prasad, Parishuddha Bhava. Evam sahasrabhadana. Sahasrabhadana. This is Viyadu. This is Mayavaya. Krishna's Viyadu is another feature. He is real root or form in Divul Muralidha. Two hands. That is his original form. There is in Brahma Samhita, Vinum Tannantam Aravindadarayakaksam Varahavatam Samasitam Vidasundaram Tandatta Koti Tamaniya Visheshovam Govindamati Kulitam Tamanyam. That is Krishna's real form. Vinum Tannantam. He is playing on flute. The Vrindavan Vasis, they are so affectionate, so attached to Krishna. They do not want to know what is God. They simply want Krishna.
There is no Vrindavan.
Krishna manifested in so many ways. Big activities in Vrindavan, killing daily almost, if you want. But still, the Vrindavan Vasi did not accept him as the Supreme Lord. They thought that some demigod has appeared. They did not know that he is the Supreme Lord. That is another Maya, Guru Maya. In the Vrindavan Vasi saw Krishna that he is the Supreme Lord, then they could not love him for that. Because too much opponent concept that diminishes natural love. Therefore, in the Vrindavan, there is no such exhibition of Krishna's call. But in the material world, just to mean Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared, Sahasra Vadanandhi Shiroparu Guru, Nasa Asya Karma, Nayana Varanaga Alvitham. Not only many faces, many years, many ways, but each of them very nicely developed. You have seen the picture of Lord Vishnu, very devout, very much devout. But you see, Krishna is devoted in the Vrindavan vows. That is Krishna. He does not appear with many hands, many ornaments, no. Simple vow. Yashoda Nandana, Gopika Nandana. Yamuna Tira. What is that? That is Krishna. Krishna is following Jagannathana. He is always ready to be chastised by Mother Jagannatha, by the gopis, and sometimes by his friends, then he's in doubt. That is real Krishna, that is real God. Now, pure Krishna, they do not want to see him in Krishna. They are satisfied with this kind of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, clear. Āśiṣṭa bhāvāra-dhāṁ dhinastu-māṁ marmāhatāṁ karotu-vāṁ. Marmāhatāṁ karotu-vāṁ. In pure Krishna, he simply always expects when that time will come, Krishna will be pleased. So, accept me. Otherwise, he is not very hasty. But he is interested in the service. That is pure. If pure Vajra can go to the hell for serving Krishna, but he is not aspiring for his personal comfort. Any condition. Oh, Germany, Germany, sir. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Germany, Germany, sir. Hoda bhakti bhavi. Nananana janana sundari kavitama bhavi. Asishya vakala dham vinashkuma marana sankaru. So, this is the consciousness of man. He is very grateful man, more valuable than the conception of Lord Shiva or Brahma. Because it is given by Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, do not try to see Krishna in his virata form. They simply try to serve him in humble position. Then you are glad to be successful. Thank you.
So many points Srila Prabhupada made. I wanted to just speak about one where the cowherd boys. There were two forest fires that Krishna saved the residents of Vrindavan. One comes at the end of the 16th chapter, after the 10th canto of the Kaliya Damana, the chastisement of Kaliya. That one is very special because Krishna was sitting in the center. At night it was too late for everyone to go back home after the whole pastime of Kaliya being chastised. And Krishna was sitting in the center, Nanda Maharaj was there, and the cowherd men were around protecting Krishna, and then the Matajis and their daughters were around. And then around that there was another circle of cowherds people, and then the boys, and then the warriors, and it was all centered on protecting Krishna. And the whole night, everyone was just staring at Krishna in the center. And Krishna was staring at Srimati. And then a great forest fire started, but that's not the pastime I was going to tell. It was the one after the killing of Pralambasura, which in itself is such an incredible pastime. After the cowherd boys are playing in Bandiravan, and Balaram is playing on one side, and they play opposing kings to each other. And one Sridharma is a minister on this side, another one's a minister on this side. Some boys come dressed as dancers. And they want to dance. Wonderful pastimes. And Pralambasura is sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. And he was so proud. At that point, Srila Jiva Goswami describes that Kamsa was sitting there depressed Because everyone he sent was being killed by Krishna. He was depressed. And Pralambasura walks in and says, "Why are you depressed? What's the problem?" He says, "Don't even ask. I'll take care of it. You want them killed? I'll kill them." Kamsa was not impressed at this point. He said, "If you want to try, go ahead." And then he said under his breath, "A moth entering fire." Pralambasura went, disguised himself. He went to a cowherd boy's house and took the clothes of the cowherd boy and put them on and imitated the ways of the cowherd boy. Krishna immediately recognized him. And Krishna said, "Let us play duel. You be on my side." Balaram has his boys. They played. Krishna's side lost. Who will understand this concept that Mahaprabhu was given, that the Bhagavatam gives, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who loses? Krishna puts the cowherd boy who is Pralambasura, Balaram puts the cowherd boy who is Pralambasura on his shoulders, and the idea was to run. They would have to, they would play, just you put a boy on your shoulders and then the boy can make believe you're a horse and beat you a little bit and make you go faster. Pralambasura did that to Balaram, and Balaram was on his shoulders because Krishna's side had lost, and Krishna had brought him on his side. "You are my dear friend, you be on my side." And Balaram, he was carrying this boy, and Balaram was so heavy. And suddenly, this Pralambasura assumed his real form, and Balaram, for a moment, became frightened. Who will understand the concept of the Supreme Lord given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Balaram became frightened. And different acharyas describe it in different ways. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes Krishna telling Balaram with the movement of his eyebrows, "Now isn't the time for you to forget you're the Supreme Lord, that you're unlimitedly powerful." And that made Balaram remember. Who will understand this concept of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Balaram, who forgets that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's our argument against the Mayavadis. God has forgotten. Who will understand this amazing concept that Mahaprabhu, by opening up his heart, has revealed the heart of the Brijvasis and ultimately the very heart of Srimati Radharani? Who will understand this? How Balaram's consciousness became mukdatta, compressed due to his playing cowherd boy pastimes. In other words, the love of the cowherd boys had made Balaram forget that he was unlimitedly powerful. And his consciousness was as a cowherd boy. And Krishna had to remind him. And then Balaram immediately just smashed Pralambasura, who died. And everyone came and congratulated. All the boys came and congratulated Balaram. "You've done something so wonderful. You have killed this demon." Just think of how the love of the cowherd boys, our Balaram, our Krishna, Mamata, our affectionate friend, who we are like this with him. He loves us so much. We love him so much. Look at how great he is. Look at how another demon has come. And with one stroke of Balaram's fist, he has been sent to the abode of death. So wonderful, our Balaram, Baladev. And they were at the Bandiravan tree. And they were herding the cows. And the cows wandered away. And the boys began to be filled with anxiety because they weren't cattle raisers or dairy producers. They were goraksha. They were protecting the cows. They loved the cows. They loved the cows. Krishna loves the cows. The boys, Nandamaraj, they love the cows. Krishna would sometimes massage the legs of the calves. Sometimes he would take a calf and kiss him. And Mother Yasoda, being a mother, would be in anxiety. But Krishna would kiss the calves. He would call the cows by their names. Krishna calling their names, and they would come immediately. Or sometimes perhaps they would not come immediately, so Krishna would call their names again so sweetly. The cows disappeared, and Krishna told the cowherd boys who were in anxiety, "Don't worry, this is the Vrindavan forest. Everything is auspicious here. Look at how wonderful the forest is. But since you're in anxiety, let us go and look for them." So the cowherd boys began to look for the cows. And suddenly, they saw a wall of fire. The dried up grass in the Mantavadi forest had caught on fire. Some acharyas say that the fire was set by one of Kamsa's friends. The boys went out and they came back to Krishna saying, "We cannot find the cows, but there is a great fire." And Krishna said, "Don't worry, I will take care of you." Krishna began to play his murli, his flute, in such a sweet way, the cows all heard it. And they knew that Krishna was looking for them. And then Krishna began to call their names. Excuse me, as I refer to Nanda Vrindavan temple. He began to call out, "Hey Dhavali, hey Chandrani, hey Nandini, hey Mukke, Indutilake, hey Kasturi, Rangani, Madangamukhi, Dhavali, Pingali." He began to call out their names, and the cows began to ma, ma. They had hope, even though they were surrounded by the forest fire, which was terrifying for them. Then the boys went, because they knew where the cows were finally. The boys went, and suddenly all of them found themselves surrounded by a devastating forest fire, a terrifying, horrific Samsara Dava Nalalila Loka, the forest fire. And they began to call out, "Oh Krishna," as Prabhupada said, "Oh Krishna, Mahabhaga, oh most fortunate one, he has all fortune. Mahavira, oh greatly powerful one, is it right that we are going to be destroyed by this forest fire? We are your friends." Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments and reveals their inner hearts by saying, by explaining that their mood was, "We, your friends, are going to be destroyed by this forest fire. And if we are destroyed, we won't be able to be with you. They could not tolerate that. And therefore the forest fire was their enemy because it would stop them from being with Krishna. And then Krishna said, don't worry. Don't worry. They had no shelter but Krishna. They knew nothing else but Krishna. They didn't have divided minds. Their minds had already been stolen by Krishna long ago. And Krishna said, don't worry. And then he told them to close your eyes. Now there are many different explanations why Krishna told them to close their eyes. He said, this is just an illusion. Not like a Mayavadi illusion, but all these elements in the forest fire of material existence, they come, they must come, and they will go. And Krishna said, all this is just an illusion, close your eyes. And the boys, some of them said, how will that help us? And then one of them said, don't you know? Don't you know that Krishna is so powerful? He knows many mantras, so many siddhis, and you can't say these mantras in public? And since we're all together, the only way he can be alone to say the mantras is if we all close our eyes, then he's alone. Don't you know? And they said, okay. Others say that Krishna already got in trouble with the boys for eating dirt. And he was always somewhat afraid of Mother Yashoda. What to speak of if she caught him eating fire? And then Krishna went like this with his hands, and the fire, not being able to avoid the all-powerful will of Krishna, became a cooling drop of beverage, amrita, of nectar. And Krishna, and then Krishna told the boys, you can open your eyes now. And there they were, under the cooling tree, huge tree of Bandiravan. At that time, that tree stretched across the entire Yamuna, and the boys could play on it and jump into the water. And they were underneath that tree, and their eyes were open, and they said, was that a dream? Here we are. Was that a dream? I would just like to read one short concluding paragraph by Kavi Kanapur, who had sucked the toe of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The cows felt happy and secure now that the forest fire was extinguished. They were in the boat. Seeing Krishna, whose feet are the supreme objects of worship, and the epitome. What does epitome mean? They are purity itself. They define purity. Krishna defines purity. By seeing Krishna, they were happy and secure because the forest fire was extinguished. But by seeing Krishna, the cows became overwhelmed with joy. No more miseries being in the boat, but by developing love, premanjana trita bhakti vilochanena, then we become filled with joy. The cows cried, while repeatedly licking and smelling the transcendental body of Krishna, due to their intense affection, not yes-no infection, that's an infection, but their intense affection for Krishna and reciprocating with them, Krishna took his delicate pink palms and he stroked their bodies. All day long, all night long, all the residents of Vrindavan would speak Krishna Katha. They would talk. Did you hear what Krishna did? That he fondled the cows with his soft pink palms? Did you hear that Krishna did this and Krishna did that? And in this way, they were always, always with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.